We're discussing an investigation of nursing home violations on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did this detailed review of nursing home safety with a data set covering 10 months, March 2020 through this January. And it's shining a light on instances of lax staff testing in some homes, stockpiled PPE under lock and key, and families out of the loop when a loved one fell ill with COVID. Are you or a family member in a nursing home? What safety precautions has the facility taken? What are your experiences like? 800-642-1234. Daphne Chen is a data and investigations reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Daphne, welcome to the Ideas Network. Hi, Daphne. Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for being here. We also have your colleague, Sarah Volpenhayn, who is a Report for America reporter focusing on news of value to underserved communities for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Sarah, welcome back.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, Sarah, let's start with you. Your investigation found that 133 nursing homes across Wisconsin had COVID-related violations. Give us a sense of what these citations were calling out.
Yeah, so there were a variety of different kinds of violations. There were some more serious ones that we found where COVID positive staff, for instance, were being asked to come back to work. Some nursing homes weren't screening visitors or staff for symptoms, and some weren't isolating infected or potentially infected residents. But the most common violation that we found were staff not using masks, gowns, other kinds of personal protective equipment properly. So on the more serious end, we found a nursing home that was using flannel shirts in place of gowns, even though they had an ample supply of gowns. Some staff members weren't wearing masks in the building. Some were just wearing surgical masks into rooms of isolated or quarantined residents when they're supposed to be in full PPE, which is, you know, mask, gown, gloves, and eye protection. And not using PPE could range from a variety of things on the more serious end to, you know, not changing PPE between units or rooms, not putting on or taking off your PPE properly. It could mean that you were missing a piece of PPE when you were going into a quarantined or an isolated residence room, like maybe you weren't wearing eye protection. But then we also found other violations like, you know, nursing homes not testing their residents or their staff as frequently as they should. Mm-hmm. A lot of nursing homes during the fall were required to test twice a week their staff members. Some of them that we found weren't testing them at all when they were supposed to be doing that. And then we also found some of them were very lax about screening their staff for symptoms or lax about screening visitors for symptoms. And some weren't quarantining or isolating residents when they should, for example, when they're newly admitted to the nursing home after a hospital visit or when they start showing symptoms of COVID-19.
So certainly a wide range of instances where public health, the best public health practices not being followed. Daphne, you were deep into this data. What did you notice with these citation trends among nursing homes? I mean, did you find any types of trends in terms of like rural parts of the state versus urban?
No, we really saw issues and struggles across the state. Some of these homes were, you know, way up in the Northwoods and in really rural parts of the city. In really rural parts of the state, and some were, you know, in the middle of the city or in the suburbs. And I think it just speaks to how prevalent the pandemic was and how much it spread around the state. And also, you know, we looked at Wisconsin, but we also took a look at Chicago and Cook County just to compare. Mm-hmm. And the numbers were very, very similar. So we feel like, you know, this was an issue that was pretty universal.
Any differences between the size of nursing homes, a large home versus a small nursing home, or anything like that?
So we didn't look at that issue specifically, but okay. There has been research done, you know, this year by other researchers. And what they found is, you know, looking at alternative nursing homes that are smaller, that have fewer staff circulating in and out, that focus on having residents with their own private rooms and private bathrooms, tended to fare better during the pandemic. They had lower coronavirus infection rates and death rates.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with journalists Daphne Chen there and Sarah Volpenhayn. They're of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They're sharing their comprehensive investigation of nursing home safety. It came out recently, and it's looking at what's happening inside nursing homes amid the pandemic. You can share your experiences. Do you have a family member in a nursing home? What safety precautions has the facility taken? Do you feel staff are following public health protocols, or maybe not enough? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Daphne, take us to Toma Nursing and Rehab Center. In December, it revealed two residents who had tested positive for COVID. How did the facility respond in these situations?
Right. So Toma was cited on a couple different occasions. You know, initially we had asked Toma about a PPE related citation, you know, nursing home officials who had locked equipment up in a storage area and employees reporting that they couldn't get to it. And so they had to use garbage bags sometimes, gowns, you know, they needed to take care of their residents and they couldn't wait for the proper PPE. You know, officials there just said, you know, we spare no expense in obtaining that PPE and we haven't been perfect, but we worked extremely hard. But, you know, they were later cited for a couple more violations. A resident with low oxygen levels who wasn't sent to the hospital for, you know, 8 hours, despite, you know, the nurse practitioner saying that this person needed to be sent immediately, ended up passing away. Another COVID positive resident who became dehydrated and developed a severe infection in her mouth and also died was part of the report. And so, and they didn't want to respond to the subsequent violations. And so this is kind of an example of the struggles that were going on behind the scenes at a lot of nursing homes, you know, visitors not allowed for a large part of the year. And so these inspection reports are kind of a rare glimpse into the operations during the pandemic.
Sarah, were these violations happening when inspectors were on site at nursing homes, or were they reports of other times? How did that work?
Yeah, a lot of them were happening when inspectors were on site, though some of the ones, like with the residents who died, like at Toma, inspectors weren't necessarily on scene when that was happening, but the death may have triggered the inspection and a look into what happened for that to occur. But a lot of these violations were observed directly by inspectors, particularly the PPE violations. During the pandemic, a lot of inspectors shifted their focus to infection control violations, and yeah. So were going to the nursing home specifically to observe the staff and the facility for how they were complying with the PPE protocols and with new coronavirus safety related protocols. So yes, a lot of these they did observe themselves.
We're talking with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel journalists Sarah Volpenhayn and Daphne Chen about their investigative reporting on Wisconsin nursing homes breaking COVID safety protocols. Are you a staff at a nursing home? Which part of the state do you work? How is morale? What is your stress level on the job? How are residents doing? Are they fully vaccinated? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're breaking down the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's recent investigative report. It found 1 in 3 Wisconsin nursing homes violated COVID safety protocols between March 2020 and January of this year. According to the latest federal data, more than 131,000 nursing home residents have died with COVID nationwide. Over 500,000 staff have contracted the virus. And the reporters behind the nursing home safety investigation, Daphne Chen and Sarah Volpenhayn, they stay with us for 10 more minutes. Let's bring in Jim now in River Falls. Hi, Jim.
Hi, thanks for the program. I just wanted to point out that the Trump administration, HHS, they changed the rules regarding how nursing homes were fined for violations of protocol or whatever, so that they would be fined once for a violation. And prior to that, if the homes would stay in violation of a protocol, they would be fined every day they were in violation. So that really decreased the motivation for these nursing homes to correct their problems.
Jim, thank you. Sarah, what did you see from federal regulators?
So federal regulators don't have a lot of avenues for penalizing, you could say, the nursing homes. A lot of times when a violation is found, the nursing home is then given the opportunity to correct that violation. And so they will put in place some measures to try to correct it or reverse what they were doing incorrectly. And then normally they're not fined anything. I believe that some of the nursing homes were fined in these cases, but it's normally a very small percentage of them that are fined, or they're not fined very much. It's usually between several hundred and, maybe $10,000 or $15,000 that they're fined. So there's not, you hear from advocates a lot that there's not a lot of enforcement of some of these violations. And, they say that they aren't penalized much for a lot of what inspectors find.
Let's bring in Carol now in Milwaukee. Carol, hi.
Hi. I understand from an article I read that nursing homes in general make a much higher profit. Like a regular hospital makes lucky if they make 2% profit, whereas a nursing home, many, not all, a large number of them make about a 7% profit. And the reason is, and they're saying that they don't have enough hired help because they can't afford it. They're so poor. Well, the reason they're so poor, this group of nursing homes, a large group, is because they pay very high rent, but they're actually paying it to themselves because through LLCs, they own the property that they are renting from indirectly, and they're actually profiting from their own rent.
Yeah, Carol, getting into the balance sheets there, but also probing a little bit on the staffing shortage in these nursing homes and their bottom lines. And, Daphne, there's been a well-documented staffing shortage in nursing homes for years, made worse by low wages. How does that translate into care for some residents when you looked at this data?
Yeah, staffing shortages was a huge problem even before the pandemic. And so it only got worse during the pandemic as staff got sick, burnt out, had people in the family get sick and couldn't work. So we, found that was mentioned as an underlying issue for citations in about 1 in 10 cases. And there were some really bad examples that we found in the violations. When it comes to finances, that is sort of one of the big sticking points, is that nursing homes and administrators, organizations say, the reimbursements, the Medicaid reimbursements we get to pay for care, they just don't cover the cost of care. And so we're forced to short staff. But the financial structures, as this caller has pointed out, the financial structures and profits of these nursing homes can be very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I think about 70 to 80% of them are for profit. And so there's just not a lot of visibility into how the money is shaking out and whether, there could be more money put into staffing or other preventative measures. And so that's been a real debate between advocates and nursing home representatives, is how do we know that the money is going where it needs to go and not to profits for executives.
Let's bring in Mary now in Madison, who was in a nursing home. Mary, hi. What is your experience?
Hi. Well, I would like to know how to contact legally, about the nursing home. Well, I remember when I fell down, later on in the evening, and I got out of the bed, and then I decided to go back in, but I couldn't reach the button, and so I fell and hit my head, and I was yelling for help for about half an hour. And so later on, and the office is at the other end, and I was, they found me laying on, because they, they take checks on the room.
Yeah, they check on the rooms. You had fallen. Yes. You tried to get help, reach for your call button. You waited a half hour. Sarah, how do residents file complaints? How do they, how can residents speak up?
Yeah, so not knowing specifically in Mary's case, but there are a number of ways that residents sometimes have to speak up. At some nursing homes are resident councils where they can meet and bring some of their concerns to administrators. The problem with that was during the pandemic, a lot of that was shut down because of coronavirus restrictions. But there's also the ombudsman program with the state where family members can report concerns or complaints, and the ombudsman can follow up on that. There's also ways to get in touch with the State Health Department's Division of Quality Assurance, which is the division that does these inspections and has the oversight role over the nursing homes. In conjunction with the federal government, and they can look into some complaints. Actually, complaints are what triggers mm-hmm. some of these inspections that occur.
As we talk here about nursing homes with Sarah Volpenhayn and Daphne Chen of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Daphne, you talked with different experts about solutions to help struggling nursing homes. What did you find out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this also there's a variety of different opinions out there, and this sort of touches on the debate over whether nursing homes have been equipped enough to handle these kinds of things. So there's a group of people and experts who think, the tougher regulations, tougher fines, that's not going to help, and we need to invest more money into long-term care. We need to invest resources into strike teams and education to help these nursing homes fix issues as they come up. And there's other advocates who have looked at the homes that did well during the pandemic, smaller nursing homes that gave people private rooms, private bathrooms, nursing homes that were really, really strict with doing temperature and oxygen checks throughout the day, you know, locking down early. And so I think that the pandemic has pushed people in the long-term care industry to think, what can we re-envision entirely? How do we really want to treat older people or people who are more frail in our society? And how much money is it going to really take to ensure that they are safe? But I think that the trend is going to be looking towards smaller nursing homes with more staff and higher funding.
Well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Daphne Chen, who is a data and investigations reporter. Sarah Volpenhayn is a Report for America reporter covering underserved communities. We have a link to their reporting at WPR.org/mornings. Ahead this hour, it is Wisconsin Life, and then we continue our Friday series on this year's Best Picture nominees for the Academy Awards. News update is next. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.